Bristol, Slava statue thrown in River. Bristol's College Green had over 10,000 protesting on Sunday, the 7th of June. Many express great frustration and anger about having to protest again and again, to be free to exist, and highlighted that the people on top count on our silence, to keep the status quo. The peaceful crowd then kneeled in total silence, before starting to march. In its path, was slave trader Edward Colston's statue on Harbourside. The statue fell, its hands and feet tied, eyes covered. Protesters threw it in the river, while black marchers climbed on the empty base, and rejoiced before the cheering and electrified crowd. "We sold dozens of copies of The Socialist, and gave out all our 2,000 leaflets in minutes." Paola Sanchez. The removal of Colston's statue was symbolically very important for Bristol. "He transported 84,000 black men, 19,000 of whom contracted disease, and died before even arriving, on the middle passage from Africa to the Americas." It said on the radio that Colston and his associates made Bristol a wealthy city. Wealthy for them and their families, maybe. A semi-secret organization called the Society of Merchant Venturers profited from this human misery and exploitation. Its descendants still operate today, owning vast amounts of wealth and real estate across the city. "The protests brought out a far larger number of black and working class youth than we have been used to seeing for some time." Chris Parry,